Ready.
Entertain a motion to come back into regular session from recess.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Dever, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. The rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings, when council holds the hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendations made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing we have today is change of zone number 1726 on behalf of Robert M. and Sandra E. Davidson. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7.57 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9, approximately 800 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison, and more specifically identified on the county tax maps as being tax map ID 2-35, map 30, parcel 26. This application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 28th of 2013. For the benefit of council, I did pass down copies of the exhibit booklet provided by the applicant and his agents. We did receive comments from DLDOT and the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the public hearing process. Robert Davidson was present with Douglas Berry, a professional engineer with Pannoni Associates Incorporated, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application, and thereafter Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1726 for Robert M. and Sandra Davidson for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property is currently the subject of a conditional use for a contractor storage yard. Two, the location is appropriate for CR1 zoning. It is located along Route 9 near the intersection with Route 5. The adjoining property was recently rezoned to CR1. Is next to a Delmarva Power substation, and there are other commercially zoned properties and businesses in the immediate vicinity. These uses include retail, warehouse, contracting, and truck repair facilities. Three, the property is in a development district according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. And four, the rezoning will not have an adverse effect on traffic or neighboring properties, And 5, the rezoning promotes the orderly growth of Sussex County. And 6, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail, shopping, personal and miscellaneous service activities, and that such uses should be located along arterial roadways where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the project along this area, Route 9, falls within the stated purpose of the CR1 district. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Gentlemen, I did receive a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District on March the 1st. There are 6 soil types on this property. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. It is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required. It is possible that on-site drainage improvements would be necessary and that there are no tax ditches affected. And there was a reference that the Beaver Dam Creek is the western border of the property. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions? Before we start the presentation, I failed to mention prior to introduction of this one that either I or my law firm has represented Mr. Davidson and also the second applicant, our firm Warren Rutt did. I reviewed everything prior to the hearings today. There appeared to be no unique questions, legal issues that be presented that would create any type of conflict, and obviously we did not work on the current applications before here. At this point, Mr. Davidson or your representative would like to come forward and give a presentation.
What side is this best on?
It's up to them.
What about close to Joan? She's nearsighted.
Thanks, Tim. Good for you.
These presentation boards are in the
see
book.
Joan, I look after
yes.
you all the time.
Okay. Thank you.
I look after you all the time.
Well, thank you for the introduction. My name is Douglas D. Berry. I'm a professional engineer for Pannoni Associates in Milton, Delaware. On behalf of myself and Mr. Davidson, the property owner and owner of Davidson House Movers, I appreciate your time and consideration this afternoon. As Mr. Lank indicated, this is an application to rezone a 7.5-acre property from AR1 to CR1, which is general commercial. The property is located on the north side of Route 9, about 1/8 mile east of Route 5. The Beaver Dam Creek forms the rear property line. In 97, Mr. Davidson secured conditional use approval to conduct commercial operations on the AR1 site. There were conditions of approval that are prohibiting Mr. Davidson from fully utilizing his grounds. Specifically, one is that the storage buildings must be set back at least 350 feet from Route 9. There's a second condition of approval that stipulates that no storage building can exceed 2,400 square feet in size. And the third condition is that no storage of houses that he's in the process of moving can be made on the property. A lot of times Mr. Davidson will have a client that needs a house moved, but it needs to be temporarily stored, and he can't currently store it on his property. He needs to make provisions to store it elsewhere until it can be moved to its permanent location. The property owner has no immediate intent on developing the property outside of minor expansions to the existing storage buildings that are on the site that support his home moving business. And rather than come back before planning and zoning and county council each time he wants to expand a storage facility, he'd prefer to rezone it to CR1. Just within the area, and that's what the exhibit on the easel illustrates, are some properties that are currently CR1. These include Treasures by the Beach, York HVAC, the Harbison Deli, the Dry Zone Crawl Space and Basement Solutions facility, and several other properties along Route 9 that you can see with the yellow indicator. So all these properties are either zoned commercial or being used for commercial purposes under a conditional use in AR1. The property is within investment level 3 of the state strategies map, which is defined as an emerging growth area that is not necessarily one or two, but could certainly be in the state's development plans in the immediate future. It's also defined as a developing area per Sussex County Comprehensive Plan.
What is it, 3 or 4?
It's three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Which is defined as an emerging area that's... there's two major points of interest, which are pretty large areas of population, which include Georgetown to the west and Lewis to the east, and also it has to be adjacent to an arterial road, which Route 9 is. There are wetlands associated with Beaver Dam Creek at the rear of the site, but the developer or the property owner has no intent on disturbing those wetlands. There's no floodplain on the site. Sewer disposal and water service are currently provided by on-site systems. And again, while there's no immediate need to, on behalf of the property owner to develop the property, he understands that if he ever chooses to do that and the rezoning was successful today, that he would come back before Planning and Zoning and County Council to request site plan approval each time. Also, Mr. Lank indicated that we had a meeting with DLDOT. We completed a service level evaluation request, and they sent us a letter back indicating that they had no requirement or need for a traffic impact study as part of this rezoning application. And again, and as Mr. Lank stated, we went before Planning and Zoning on February 28th, I believe, where a successful recommendation was made by Planning and Zoning to be here today. So with that, I respectfully request the rezoning of the subject property, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. In addition, Mr. Davis is here to answer any questions as well.
I guess my first concern is the creek and what they would be doing, what the applicant would be doing to protect that creek from runoff from the business.
Right. You know. Well, if he ever had plans to develop it, he certainly would have to be responsible for implementing mm-hmm. a sediment stormwater
yeah.
plan.
Yeah, that's so, when they would come in. But until then there's really, you know, what does he do now?
Back there, it's just minor storage for, he leases a part of that ground to Delmarva Power.
By the creek?
No, it's pretty well set back. I mean.
Okay.
Right.
This mm-hmm. area back here is
it's all wetland there? No, there's no wetlands back there.
None.
So none of the storage is in the wetlands.
Okay.
He has no desire will ever, you know, to do any work in the wetlands back there. All the storage that's being conducted on the site is well outside any environmental
okay.
area.
Okay. See what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Seeing no other questions from council, do you have any other witnesses that you'd like to have testify? If not, is there anyone else here that'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here that'd like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and with council's desire to close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. And if anyone has any questions, close public record. Public record also. Mr. Moore, if you'll read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 7.57 acres more or less, tax map ID 2-35-30-26.
Pleasure of council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt change of zone 1726. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I move to adopt it. Reasons are that the planning and zoning gave were very good. Not only that, it was a unanimous vote on their part, and he's already conducting a business there now anyway.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's historically been used as a commercial site for many, many years.
I'm just kidding.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It's an appropriate use for the area.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes with P&Z.
I also agree with planning and zoning's findings and their reasons. Vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is conditional use number 1958, application of Omar Road, LLC. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is an application for conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for warehousing and the relocation of a helicopter pad to as an extension to conditional use number 1679, which was for an office and warehousing, and conditional use number 1858, which was for a helicopter landing site private, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.46 acres, more or less, lying north of Omar Road, also known as Route 54, approximately 1,692 feet east of the intersection of Omar Road and Dutch Road, and Dutch Road being identified as road number 354. And this site is identified on the tax roll with the tax map ID 4-33, map 7, parcels 15.01 and 15.02. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 28th. During that public hearing, we heard comments, or had received comments from the Department of Transportation and the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Herker was present, along with Ron Sutton, professional engineer with Civil Engineering Associates, LLC, and both giving testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Ross stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1958 for Omar Road, LLC, for warehousing and the relocation of a helicopter pad as an extension to conditional use 1679 for office and warehousing, and conditional use number 1858 for a helicopter landing site private, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an extension of an existing conditional use. It will not require any new entrances on Omar Road, and it will not have an adverse effect on traffic or neighboring properties. Two, the relocated helipad will not have any material effect on the site or the area. It is still centrally located on the site. Three, the use of the landscaping company with warehouses for that use provides a benefit to Sussex County businesses and residents. Four, the application represents a reasonable expansion of the applicant's business to meet the growing needs and economy of Sussex County. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, this conditional use shall be subject to the existing conditions on conditional use 1679 for an office and warehousing, and conditional use number 1858 for helicopter landing site private. And seven, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. I did receive an additional comment from an agency that is the Sussex Conservation District. There is only one soil type on this site. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no taxage is affected. It is not necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions. I do have copies of both ordinances that were approved for the original conditional uses, 1679 and 1858, if you would like to hear what conditions were imposed on those applications.
Did you have opposition at that hearing?
I don't believe so. To either here, and was surprisingly, since it was a helicopter bay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lank, is it fair to say that number 6 and 7 of the findings were actually conditions because one is a conditional use is subject to the previous conditions.
Arrow Road conditions.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to know for purposes of reading the ordinance at the end. Are there any questions from council? If not, would the applicant or their representative come forward and address the council?
Good afternoon. My name is Ron Sutton. I'm with Civil Engineering Associates. I'm a professional engineer. We're here today to request conditional use for site plan approval for Omar Road LLC. It is currently being used as a landscape company. They do a lot of property management, Herker property management. They're looking to expand their business. The purpose of this is to construct a new warehouse, approximately 10,700 square feet. And in the process of constructing the warehouse, the helicopter pad has to be relocated because the warehouse is pretty much on top of the helicopter pad. So it's a minor relocation. We understand that the conditions still apply. I think this is a pretty straightforward application.
Any questions from council?
No.
No question.
If there's no questions from council, is there anyone else that you would like to speak?
I'm sorry.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing in this matter, and with council's pleasure, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing, and unless anybody has a difference, we'll close public comment. I ask you to read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for warehousing and relocation of a helicopter pad as extension to conditional use number 1679, office and warehousing, and conditional use number 1858, helicopter landing site, private, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 8.46 acres, more or less, tax map ID 4-33-7, parcels 1501 and 1502, with two conditions that were identified as numbers 6 and 7 that Mr. Lank read into the record and contained on page 5 of your notes.
Well, make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt a conditional use 1958 with the conditions as read.
Thank you.
Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes, and in accordance with planning and zoning's work on this, and it certainly is a practical move.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions that were basically the same as before. It's a nice looking project, and what's there is a very attractive. So I'll vote yes.
Phillips.
I'll vote yes as well. It's obviously not causing any kind of problem with the community as it currently exists, and it's just makes for a good practical.
Wilson.
My vote is yes with P&Z.
I also agree with P&Z's reasoning and the conditions they placed. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I'll look for my help.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, Secretary Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. We're adjourned.